Is it valid enough to say this is why I quit? If you're considering quitting or giving up, look at what is making you think that or feel that. For you to look at something happening and be like, yeah, that's why I gave up. Is that really justified? Is it really as big as you think? Are you really confident with saying, oh, yeah, this is why I gave up and this is why I stopped working towards something that I want? Yeah, this thing over here. Yep, that's why I quit. Does it feel good to say that? Or does it feel good to say, all these things happened, but I still fucking did it. I was going through XYZ and I still did it. Recommit. Every time you doubt or second guess yourself or think you should stop, when you recommit, you take all the energy of all the doubt and the pain and everything that might have gone wrong. And by recommitting, you establish that and send that energy toward the thing that you want manifesting. Recommitting is the number one thing that you can do for anything you want to achieve or have in this life. And this is exactly how to keep going through the motions regardless. Because the worst thing you can do is stop. Hi, friends. This week, I'm going to be your voice of reason. Because there's a lot of times that you feel like you have to push yourself and you get tired of being the only one pushing you and being the only one thinking logical. I deal with that a lot. So I'm going to be your voice of reason. And this is going to be your video anytime you feel like giving up or you're doubtful or you're worried about something. This is going to be your new way to keep going. I'm here for you. I've got you. And whenever you need this video, it's here. But of all the things that I've achieved so far in my life, I'm 26 and I've blown past all my wildest dreams and expectations so far. And the real reason I think it's all happened for me is how hard I recommit. And that is the number one thing you can do with anything you want in this life. When you want to achieve something, recommitting is your only way through it. And I want to debunk the whole like negative association with sacrifice and pushing through and the whole hustle culture shit. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting yourself together emotionally to continue forward toward whatever it is you want. I've had my life blown up multiple times, like everything destroyed, had to restart. Anytime something happens that hinders you or holds you back or fucks you up or messes up your plans, you can look at it as a reason to quit and a reason to stop or a reason not to do something and not continue forward. Or you can look at it as all the reason to recommit and keep going. Because it's good for the plot to be able to look back and be like, I succeeded and I still achieved this thing even though all of this happened. The even though is the best part. The plot thickens. It's good for the plot. It gives you a good story to tell. And it makes everything you achieve and once it finally happens, it makes it so much better. Because it's not like, oh, I only had to overcome this one little thing. It's like, here's this entire stream of reasons why other people would have quit or all the reasons I could have quit, but I chose to recommit. And the whole point I have around recommitment is that is the number one way to manifest anything you want in your life. Anytime you are questioning if you should keep going or you doubt if something will work, it is important no matter what you recommit when it's something you're trying to achieve. You have to recommit. Every single time you doubt or worry, your commitment is like up in the air. You have to grab it again and put effort and energy toward it because every single time you go through like a heartbreak or something fucks up or like you're emotionally charged, even if it's negative, that's a lot of emotional energy. And you take that and you invest that and contribute that toward your manifestation, whatever it is you're trying to achieve. It's the biggest hack I've found is to take all the negatives and not let it hinder you or look at all the reasons why you shouldn't keep going and acting on that. Seeing all of it and taking all of the pain and all of the hurt and investing it by recommitting into the thing that you want. All energy is good energy to help you magnetize and become a match. I don't want to speak too spiritually about this shit, but any energy you can get to put toward what it is you want is useful. So even if it's hurt and pain, that's what you have to use in the beginning. And when certain circumstances happen and you don't see why shit's happening, it always makes sense in the future. But before it makes sense right now, you have to look at every single bad thing or negative thing or doubt or reason you shouldn't stop as a reason to further commit. Invest all of that energy, all the doubt, all the worry, and all of that look at it and be like, these are all reasons I could stop, but I'm going to choose to look at it as reasons to keep going. It's a bitch. It's one of the hardest things you'll ever have to do. I've had to go through it multiple times, but I want to give you an example of something that happened with me in my life. And then I'm going to get into a lot more topics. I have like a list of shit I want to hit. But with recommitting, with my podcast, back when I started it, I didn't make money off of it for like a year, if I'm remembering correctly, like a year and a half. And I was at a point, I had many, many points where I was like, I just want to stop. Like, there's no reward coming out of it. After a while, it was like the emotional investment. And then it was like, okay, I'm lending a lot of energy toward doing this thing with no reward. Like, I'm worrying about surviving and making money to support myself. To be spending this much energy on something that's having no return is dumb. Like, it doesn't make sense. And I looked at it as just like wasted energy. There was a point where I switched my podcast to a Patreon, and I was making around like $2,000 to $3,000 a month from it. I can't remember exactly, but that was at a time where I was not financially okay and I needed the money. But I was committed to why I started the podcast, which was to share awareness that I've gained, and putting it behind a paywall hindered that growth and for it to be available to as many people as possible. So I ended up coming to a decision of recommitting to my reason of doing it and getting rid of the Patreon and making it free again. And that was at a time where I needed money. I needed money to survive, and I was not doing like the best. Like, I was very much fucking stressed. And to get rid of that $3,000 a month, $2,000, $3,000, whatever it was, to get rid of that was a huge stress. And I remember freaking out when I did it. But I looked at recommitting to my message over money. That's one big thing I'm going to talk about in this episode, is committing to whatever it is you're trying to commit to above all else, and not letting anything get in the way of it. Like, if you're going to say you want something, you have to put your actions and all of everything you're doing behind it. So I chose to make the podcast free again. And that was like episode 20-ish, something like that. I don't remember. But when I got to episode 40 is when I started making a YouTube, and I started recording it, and I bought an actual mic, and I invested a little bit of money I had into buying this shit and posting it on YouTube. And I was like, okay, maybe I can start getting some traction on YouTube and like make some money from posting it there. Didn't really make shit. And I was at a point where I was starting to panic a little bit, and I was kind of back in square one, where like now I'm a few grand in the negative because I bought all the equipment and things aren't really working very well to make more money. So I was back in the same boat of like, all right, I'm just gonna have to commit to this and just do it and make no money from it. Like, it's just gonna have to be that. And I did it. And around episode 60 of my podcast, I did 20 with the video and the audio and everything on YouTube. And I was still just like, damn, like, I think I was at like 18,000 subscribers, and I wasn't like doing well on the video front. The audio version was doing okay. But I was at a point at episode 60, I was like, what the fuck? Like, what am I doing? Like, is this even worth it? Is this even helping people? And is this even like a good use of my time? Like, should I really just focus on securing myself financially and working and making money other ways? And I started to do that. I was going to open a whole like roofing company, and I was in school for that. But every single episode after episode 60, every single one, like when I was doing episode 60, I was like, I should just like give it up. And then episode 61, same thing. I was like, what's the point? I really should just like throw my hands up at this point. And then episode 63, same thing. 64, same thing. And then episode 64, going into 65, I fully was at a point in my bedroom in Houston. And I remember I was like, I want to quit. I want to just give this shit up and be over it. Like, it's at a point where I can be making a lot of money doing other shit. And to this day, I can still remember that night in my bedroom. It was like midnight, and I was trying to get myself to make a goddamn episode. I was trying to force it out. I still remember like the mental and emotional turmoil of like, just get it done. Like, I was begging myself, like, please, Leo, just do it. Just get it over with. Just like, please, just do it. I fought with myself, and I made the episode, episode 65, Lack of Discipline Makes You Ugly. And I posted it. And that was the episode that took off. Like, it has like 1.5 million views now on YouTube, and it shot me up to 50,000 subscribers in like 2 days. And that episode got me around 200,000 subscribers after a couple of months. And that's what started the whole unfold of my channel and my podcast. And it really started to gain traction after that episode. That was the episode I was so close to quitting. I was so close to just throwing my hands up. And I am so glad I didn't. But I had been pushed to a point of wanting to quit so many times. And every single time I recommitted, I re-goddamn committed. And when it got to the point where I really almost gave up, this is the key thing. When you get to that point where you're fully like ready to throw your hands up and you're really just defeated and done, do it. Do it. That is the time whenever you're about to actually give up, when all the fucking shit pays off. I swear to God, it's happened so many times in my life. But that like reaffirmed fully my whole idea and my whole belief around recommitment, because all of the energy I had that night of why I didn't want to fucking do it and all the strength it took for me to do it was recommitting and showing the universe or God, however you want to look at it, how invested I was into getting the thing that I wanted. And that was the episode that took off and blew everything up and like put me in a really, really good position financially, mentally. Well, LA ruined me mentally, but we're great now. But everything took off at that point of just really about to give up. When you're at that point, it is so important. Just do it. Whatever you got to do to get yourself to continue forward with whatever action you need to do, just goddamn do it. Trust me, and I have to use this all the time. Every single time I consider giving up on something or like letting go of the idea of something, don't use that doubt. Use all that energy from every emotion you feel and put it into it. If you got to do it tired, do it tired. If you got to do it like on your last leg, do it. If you have to do it exhausted, sad, heartbroken, in so much emotional pain, you can barely get off the floor, get off the goddamn floor and do it. Use every single thing you have to use in yourself. Get any strength you need and do it. That was just one little example, but it illustrates the point perfectly. And it's a big piece of proof that I have with this whole concept of recommitting. It doesn't matter how bad it is. Recommit. Trust me. I would just want to yell it at you because I believe it. And I believe in you. You got this shit. It's gonna suck. It's going to suck when you get to that point of wanting to give up. You see no reason why you should keep going. You see no point in it, but you still want it. You can convince yourself you don't want it. You can convince yourself it cannot happen. Do not fall into any of that shit. You use everything in you to convince yourself to just do it. And remember me in the back of your head, no matter how bad it gets, recommit. If you gotta pray about it, pray about it. If you gotta do anything you gotta do spiritually or whatever, call in anything you fucking want, anything you need, get yourself through it. But the biggest thing to remember is if you feel like you're praying and it's not being answered, the teacher's always silent during the test. So it's on you to use what you have and what you can do to show how committed you are to something and how much you want it, how much energy you're willing to put into it. How bad do you fucking want it? The teacher is always silent during the test. It's on you. You better grab yourself by the nuts, whatever you got to do to get yourself to do it, and just get it over with. And like I touched on before, let's go deeper into it, where I said, you can convince yourself you don't want it or it can't happen. If you want something, if you have a desire for something, you want to achieve something or do something with your life, you have no choice but to do it or die with it trapped inside of you. You cannot unwant something you want. All you can do is follow your desires. I'm not talking no weird shit or no crazy shit or no violent shit. All right, be realistic and don't twist my words. But really, those are your options. You can try your best to convince yourself you no longer want this thing because of how hard it's going to be or how much has worked against you to get to it. You can try to convince yourself you don't want it. You still want it at the end of the day. You're just seeing all the reasons why you can't do it or why you shouldn't do it or why it would be hard. So good luck with trying to convince yourself you don't want something you want or that you can't actually achieve it. Because what really is happening is You're either going to bend under the pressure and accept defeat, or you're going to rise to the fucking occasion. It will take the life out of you, but anything you want is possible. I don't care how big it seems. I don't care how out of the ballpark it seems. It can happen. It's up to you. Because even when you are going through something and it feels like there's no way to get to it, there's always another way. It seems like some avenues are closed and it's like demolished and you don't know any other way to get to something. There's always another way. There is always another way. There are so many ways you aren't even aware of, but if you commit to finding them, you will find them. What's that whole analogy of like when one door closes, another one opens, or like when a door closes, a window opens? You're gonna be in a room and you're gonna see the door closed and every window closed. You're gonna find a random little crack in a piece of wood on the wall and you're gonna have to find a way to fit through that. There's always a way. There's always a way. You just have to commit to finding it. Commit harder to finding a way through than you commit to convincing yourself not to do it, or you convince yourself all these reasons you can't do it are valid. Look for a way to do it anyways. And something else I want to piss you off about with seeing the reasons why you shouldn't do something. Is it valid enough to say this is why I quit? If you're considering quitting or giving up, look at what is making you think that or feel that. For you to look at something happening and be like, yeah, that's why I gave up. Is that really justified? Is it really as big as you think? Are you really confident with saying, oh, yeah, this is why I gave up and this is why I stopped working towards something that I want? Yeah, this thing over here. Yep, that's why I quit. Does it feel good to say that? Or does it feel good to say, all these things happened, but I still fucking did it? I was going through XYZ and I still did it. To look at anything happening in your life and to literally say, I'm gonna do it even though XYZ is happening, or all these fucking reasons I shouldn't do it, I still did it. I still made it. That's the place you'll get to as long as you recommit. But another big thing with failure is your life is not a failure and you have not failed at achieving something unless you stop. It doesn't matter if you fail 100 times. If the 101st thing works, you're a success. All the 100 things before were just building blocks and lessons until you got the success. You are only a failure if you stop at failure. You can always retry or try something new or redirect or recommit to something and figure out a way to goddamn get there. But if you let all these things happen and you stop, then everything you did was a waste. Everything you did was a failure because you never got to the thing that you wanted. You're only a failure if you stop, and things have only failed if you stop, because I have a lot of things under my belt. I have a whole podcast episode about all my failures, but with failures, it doesn't matter how many you've got under your belt. While you're in it, before you're successful, you're going to look at it like, I have 100 fucking things I've failed at until that 101st thing, and it succeeds. Now you are no longer a failure. You are a success. It doesn't matter how many things are under your belt. So many more people fail at so many more things than they talk about. That's why I'm very open and honest about it. A lot of people fuck up. A lot of people fail. A lot of people deal with a lot of heartache and headache and things falling apart. And nobody wants to admit it because nobody wants to show that on social media. Everybody just wants to be driving a Lambo and having the iced out chains and shit. And everybody just wants to be tough stuff and cool. Nobody wants to talk about the failures. Every single person you see that's successful has failures under their belt, 100%. Multiple, many, many. But my point here is the only thing that separates people who are failures and people who are successes is people who are failures stopped. Because if you just keep goddamn going, something will work eventually. And if you have 100 failures behind you and you've recommitted that many times, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time, because that is a lot of energy. That is a lot of experience, energy, intention, effort, all of that built into the thing you're headed toward. As long as you keep moving, you're still moving toward the thing you want. If you give up, you failed. You gave up. And the reasons why you gave up better be very fucking good. Better be very good, because for you to look back and be like, oh yeah, I gave up because of XYZ. That XYZ better be sickening. Better be worse than anything that's ever happened to anyone, because someone told you no, Cry, bitch. Keep going. If it's a little tiny thing, keep going. You have to look at your reason to give up as valid enough that you could stand confidently and say to other people, yes, I stopped and I gave up because of this. That better be a very big this. My whole point is don't let it be for nothing. If you've tried to achieve something and you've gone through headache and heartbreak or you've lost money or you've been through shit, don't let it be for nothing. Because like I said, it's only a failure and it's only a waste if you don't achieve what you wanted to achieve or you don't see success in some way. It's all a waste. Don't let everything you've been through already be for nothing. Keep going. You're made of so much more than this. You've literally got this. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I need you to try a little bit harder. Cry if you got to. Look at yourself while you're crying. Get it out. Be there for yourself. But I need you to try a little bit harder. I need you to try harder for me. I need you to do it for me. And get yourself through it, no matter how you have to do it. Just keep going. Don't let it be for nothing. And a lot of things don't make sense until later in the future. And a lot of things in your life, you'll look back on and see different and see, okay, that actually wasn't a failure. And that actually wasn't to hurt me. That was actually to help me or teach me this thing because I'm now using it. And when I say keep going until it makes sense, there's been many a times where I have prayed and wished I was just a little bit weaker so I could break and so I could give up. And if you've dealt with that and you are strong as shit and you just wish you weren't, sorry, too bad, so sad. You might wish you were a little bit weaker so you could break. That's not the card you've been dealt. That's not all you're capable of. You're not meant to break. So you can sit here and wish you were a little weaker all you want. You're not weak. You're way too goddamn strong. And that is the point. It's for something. So at those times where you're like, I wish I was just a little bit weaker, you're not. You're wishing you were weaker because you're strong. And that is all the proof you need. You can keep going and you will. And you will get to whatever it is you want. And I have one more little example I want to talk about with recommitment and commitment in general. So with sacrifice and thinking that things are sacrifices, I don't want you to look at things like they're a sacrifice. I want you to look at it like you're using this thing to further commit to what you want. With me, with everything that I'm doing, I'm going to have to use a code word for this website. It's very popular. A lot of people sell their little nudie judies on it. I'm going to call it OnlyPlants. We're going to call it that. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. To make an OnlyPlants, I would make so much money, I would never have to think about it again. I would be a pig in shit. Everyone I know and everyone I love would be sitting pretty, living large, and buying whatever the hell they want. I would never have to worry about money again. But for me to be committed to what I'm committed to with my podcast and sharing what I know and sharing things that help people, for me to make an OnlyPlants, that is an easy way of getting money. And for me to go jump to that and do that will fully take away from what I'm doing here. It's a big reason I don't show my body online. I don't post shirtless. I haven't posted shirtless or anything shirtless in like over a year and a half. But even before that, I never fully posted shirtless, like a random like in my robe or something on a TikTok. But I never like fully posted myself shirtless because I don't like sexualization. I don't want to be sexualized. I don't want people looking at me for that. I want people, me with my arms out. You got to have a little sex appeal. You got to be a little sickening, but I don't want people looking at me just to sexualize me. I want the message that I share and the things that I say to be taken serious and for that to be why I get attention. I don't want attention for my body or my dick on OnlyPlants. Yeah, it's easy to go make money and do that. I'm not shaming people who do it. If you want to do it, go do it. I'm just saying for what I'm committed to doing with my life, that will take away from it. So you're going to have to sacrifice things and choose to stay in line with what you're committed to at the cost of a lot. I have turned down so much money in brand deals and so many opportunities where I could have made millions. But a lot of that money and a lot of those opportunities were at the cost of my integrity. I'm not the type to get on here and lie and promote bullshit. My word is everything. That's all I have. As a person, your word is all you have. I'm not willing to sell it and get money to bend it and to lie to people. I care about you guys. I love you guys with my whole fucking heart. And I'm not willing to do that. That takes away from my commitment to what I'm trying to do. So by committing to what I'm trying to do, I'm having to discard and turn down a lot of opportunities. But all those opportunities I'm not choosing are further recommitment and energy put toward what I'm trying to do and what I am committed to, if that makes sense. So don't look at things as a sacrifice. Look at it like, what are you more committed to? What are you willing to do? Because there was a lot of times when I was broke dick and I needed money and I still did not let go of my integrity. Even when I was dealing cards back in the day, I never scammed nobody. I never shorted nobody. I made sure everybody was good and got what they paid for. I'm not one to bend in integrity for money. And that's a commitment that has costed me a lot. But the more you commit, girl, when that shit pays off, it's paid back tenfold. So I'm not really stressed or regretting anything. I don't regret anything I've turned down because it's in my moral code and my moral standing. And I've fully just committed further and further to what I want. And it's done nothing but reward me and things have gone good. But long-winded way of saying, anything you feel like you have to sacrifice, look at it as contribution and further recommitment toward the direction of whatever it is you're on, whatever path you're on or whatever you're trying to get or achieve. Do not stop. And don't feel bad about making the sacrifices. Do what you got to do. People are going to look at you like you're nuts. People are going to look at you like you're crazy. Okay, be crazy. It's all going to make sense. And everyone's going to come back around and be like, oh my God, wow. Once you get what you were after, everything's going to make sense in the future. It's not going to make sense now. But I really want to go back in on the strength part. Like, you have to be strong. You have to just do it. You have to get it done. You're capable of so much more than you can even fucking imagine. And if you can appreciate the things that I say or you found my videos at all, you're a strong motherfucker. And you need to remember who you are always. That's what I'm always going to remind you of. And my whole tour is called In Leo We Trust. If you didn't know, I'm on tour. All my live shows are talking about the topic of confidence. I'll put the link to tickets in the description if you want to grab one. But the name of the tour is the In Leo We Trust tour. But the gag is, a lot of people have been coming at me saying I'm trying to be a cult leader and shit. Girl, I'm too busy to manage a cult and I don't like Kool-Aid. If you get that reference, I love you. But the whole thing with In Leo We Trust, I will never teach you to ever blindly follow me. You question everything you fucking see online. And if something I say doesn't sound right or doesn't fit right for you, then question it. You don't have to believe everything that you hear or see. And I never promote people to just blindly follow me. But with the whole In Leo We Trust thing, all I do is teach you back to yourself and remind you who the fuck you are and teach you to the universe, God, higher power. But it's all in the hands of you. I teach you back to you. So the whole In Leo We Trust thing, people got that all fucking confused. Because all trusting in me is ever going to do for you is lead you back to you and better you. So suck that. I also want to hit on the times when you feel like there's no reason to keep going again, because that's a big one. And if you deal with that, it's a bitch and you know that it's a bitch. And you can literally beg and pray and ask for a reason to keep going. Like I said, the teacher is silent during the test. You're not going to get one. You're just going to have to grit through it. Sometimes you're just going to have to show yourself what the fuck you're made of and do it and be there for you and do it for you or do it for whoever you have to do it for. There's many times in my life where I've had to live for other people. I've had to live for you guys at some point because I didn't want to fucking keep going for me. If you can't keep going for you, find any reason to keep going. Your kids, your siblings, your parents, people who follow you, people you work with, anyone you can find to keep going for, do it. It's not always going to be like that. A reason to keep going will always come up. You just have to stay consistent while it's lingering and while it's kind of in the unknown. While everybody's silent, while all the teachers are silent, your intuition, your emotions, God, when everything is silent, you have to keep going. A new reason to keep going will show up. You just got to keep moving. It's not going to be like that forever. You're not going to have to find a reason and hunt for a reason to keep going forever. It's going to come and it's going to go. Your actions stay consistent regardless. You don't fucking wither and fade and let your ability to commit and recommit be tampered and lessened by not having a reason to keep going. There's not always a reason to keep going. You're not always going to feel it. It's not always going to be there. Like I said, it's silent during the test. You're being tested. You're going to rise to the occasion or you not. Pick one. Which one is going to be? Because you have no choice but to rise to the occasion. Like I said, you can't unwant something that you want. And it is never going to go away. There's people on their deathbed with a list of things they wish they did. The desire never goes away. You will die with it, or you will die trying to achieve it. You're not going to die trying to achieve it. You're going to achieve it. But another big thing for me that helps a lot is understanding that time is going to go forward regardless. So tomorrow is going to come. The next month is going to come. The next year is going to come. In a month from now, do you want to look back and be like, okay, thank God I did all of the things that I wanted to do? Or in a year from now, be like, holy shit, my life is totally different. I'm glad I did all these things. Or in a month from now, are you going to look back and be like, oh, I should have started a month ago. A month is going to go by regardless. Start now. Keep going. There's no point in quitting. And I don't want to get on the whole like tomorrow's never promised shit, but it's not. And if you're going to continue to act like you just have all this time to do anything, eventually you're going to run out of time. Or when you finally have that reason to keep going or that reason to go forward, you're going to look back and be like, damn, I wasted the last year, 5 years, whatever it is, not working toward this thing. What the fuck? That's why I'm saying it's so important. Even when you don't feel it, just do it. If you know it's something that you want, keep going. You don't want to look back with regret. You don't want to look back and be like, why did I act like such a ninny? Why did I act like such a pussy bitch? I was stronger than that. I can't believe I'm looking back and looking at myself, all these excuses I made, all these reasons I thought it was okay to stop. You're stronger than you think you are. You're doing way better than you think you are. And you have so much ahead of you, and you have so many avenues things can happen. And until you start inviting them in and keep going and committing your ass off, you're not going to see all the new ways and unexpected ways things can fall into place or happen for you. You have to goddamn just do it and then watch and be gagged and be like, oh my God, it worked. What the fuck? Because I was one of these people sitting back watching everybody else online achieve all this shit. And I was just like, why is it easy for them? Why is it this? Why is it that? Okay. If I didn't do anything, I'd be looking back 3 years ago, right now, achieved nothing, and be looking, I'd probably be dead, but I would be looking back being like, damn, that was 3 years I could have been doing everything. But instead, I'm sitting here having achieved a ton of shit, looking back 3 years ago, like, thank God I did it. Thank God I tried, instead of just sitting back and complaining. But one more thing I want to point out is if you're going to sit back and critique people, you're a fuck up. You don't get to sit back and just critique people who are actually doing things. If you're not doing things, shut up. You can critique and you can bitch and whine and moan as you move forward. If you're going to do nothing, sit there and be quiet and don't criticize anybody who's actually doing things. And that comes from a standpoint of you don't understand what it's really like until you're doing it. So a lot of criticism a lot of people have comes from their observation of shit they've never done or tried and don't even understand. When you're actually trying it and doing it, a lot of things you judge people for make a lot more sense, and you don't judge it because now you get it. So that's my biggest point. You could sit back and give yourself all these reasons not to do shit, and you could sit back and criticize everybody doing it. You just look like an asshole and you're not achieving anything. So who really is the winner? All you get by criticizing is feeling a little better right now about your situation, degrading and discrediting people who are actually trying and doing things. But what are you left feeling? Like shit. What are you left with? Nothing. You're sitting there questioning what you're capable of, and you've accepted defeat. That's all someone is who sits there and just criticizes everybody. They've accepted their own defeat. That's a sad place to be in. I don't ever want you to get there. Like I said, if you watch me, if you found me, if you like anything that I say, you've been through some shit. And you're stronger than you think you are. And I will never stop reminding you of that. Don't give up. Don't stop. Anytime you question it, recommit and watch what unfolds. And that's all I've got for this episode. I hope it was helpful. If you liked it, leave this video a thumbs up. If you watched it all the way here, comment a purple heart on YouTube so I know that you listened this far. And if you're listening to the audio version on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, leave me a 5-star rating. Thank you. Love you so much. Also, link for tickets to my tour will be in the description. Also, all of my social media, everything you need from me. I think I'm going to do a What Would Leo Do next week. because I'm going on tour and I'm trying to film and like do all this at once. So I think I'm gonna start doing more What Would Leo Do? So if you want to leave a submission, I will leave the link in the description also. Everything you need is in the description. Also, new merch is coming soon. Be ready. That's all the shit talking I'm gonna do for today. So everybody be safe, take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday. But some of you I'll see soon on tour. I can't wait to hug everybody. That's my favorite part, meet and greet. Okay, bye.